Mike in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just liking to say that these groups that you guys try to illustrate here, they're usually confusing and mysterious to try to pinpoint who they are. Now, I found that too.
Let me just stop you. You have the elite, the global elite that understand how humans operate, the first psychologist, the first psychiatrist who made a study of how humans operate. And then they can infiltrate anybody, any hierarchical organization, any system, and take control of it, and then even play different sides of their own mechanism off against each other, because they know that you want the illusion of choice. And so they're in the Masons, they're in the Catholics, they're in the Protestants, they're in the governments, they're in the corporations, like for like. The elite congregate with the elite. The elite go to the same schools. The elite go on vacations together. Alan, you want to explain this to him?
Well, they call it the circles, the circles of influence. Well, that circle that you move amongst is your circle of influence. And Margaret Thatcher talked about it when she took public money and put it into the private school system for the wealthy elite, and she justified it by saying, these are your future leaders, they will grow up together, they'll be in politics, business, CEO positions, and she says we must keep them going, and that's how she rationalized taking the public money to fund private schools for the wealthy.
And then the elite also are scanning through the whole public school system, finding the best minds, and then making, I mean, the stories, we've had like Dr. Cuddy on and others, and you'd have these elite individuals, you know, with the best test scores, say in Wisconsin at the government university, and then all of a sudden David Rockefeller would fly in and just be in the lunch line and walk up and sit down next to the young man, saying, we want you to come work with us.
That's how they picked Maurice Strong.
Well, what I was going to say, though, is that I think two people in history have illustrated very well who these elite are, and two of them being Benjamin Friedman and Jack Bernstein.
Benjamin Friedman and Jack Bernstein.
Which I have transcripts of them on my website at prothink.org.
Oh, you're that stupid twit.
Yep, I'm that twit.
You look like such a weak little punk, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Alex.
Hey,
appreciate
take care, weakling.
Thank you.
Why don't you come up to New York next time I'm up there? I'll be up there this year.
I'll see you.
I'll be there.
I'll see you.
You hear me? I'm going to be there.
I'll be there the third time this year.
Good. You come up and talk to me.
All right, we'll have a little discussion.
Good, punk.
All right.
You little cowardly piece of crap. Hey, coward, I'm going to be in New York. You hear me, punk?
Hey, Alex. Alex, it's all right, man. You can calm down, dude.
No,
it's
fuck
okay.
You. Fuck you.
No, it's
this
okay,
is the
Alex.
Real radio show, punk. You
hey.
Just go ahead and come up there, you little cowardly soft twit. I dare you to come up to me in New York, you little punk. You little weak punk. Hey, you're a coward, and you're not going to be there, you little punk. Let him go.
I bet you I will.
Okay, punk, I'll see you there. All these guys. I've told everybody I'm taking the gloves off. Excuse me, Alan.
I get the same ones. I get the same ones on my shows phoning in, too. And often I do it in tandem from one end of the country, one of their buddies in the other end of the country will phone up immediately after.